Revelation 17 and verse 14. We want to go back here because from about the fourth chapter on, the whole story, I believe, is false religion versus Jehovah God. And especially in this period of time, I think we're talking about here, is Islam or Allah versus God of the Bible. Because I do believe that this end time thing that we're talking about here is a culmination of Islam. Everything seems to tie to that. They were seven empires. Seven great empires. And the seventh empire to rule was the Ottoman Empire or Islamic Empire. And that deadly wound that healed was healed, I believe, as that empire put back together again that shall rule in the last days. And we know that Islam has a Mahdi. That's an antichrist, basically. They have a beast, and they have a false prophet, don't they? Their false prophet is Jesus. Now, right before all this takes place, they're looking for their jihad. He's their antichrist. Now, their antichrist is your Christ. Did you know that? Their antichrist, the Zaji, is our Christ. That's Jesus. He's going to appear. They tell how bad he looks and all this stuff. He's got one eye and all of this. You know, he's evil. The evil eye, you know, that looks upon you. But that's when Jesus appears and takes his church away and all the saved, didn't it? He will appear. And then out of Syria will appear the Mahdi. The Mahdi will be 40 years old at that time. He will be a direct descendant of Muhammad's daughter. And he will have in him the very incarnation of Muhammad. And many nations will swear allegiance to him. And he's a reluctant prophet now. Muhammad said he was a reluctant prophet. So this one will be a reluctant prophet also. But they will swear allegiance to him. And then he will have assistance from the beast that will come out of Arabia, the sands of the sea of sand. And then Isa will appear, which is the false Jesus, and he will do miracles. And the Bible talks about the Antichrist, Revelation 6 and 1, even here. Right here, we have the victory of the Lamb. Jesus wins over Allah. Jesus wins over Muhammad. Jesus wins over the Mahdi. Jesus wins over the false prophet. Jesus wins over the beast. Now, the beast in the book of Revelation is a very wicked thing, isn't he? But in the Quran, in the Sunnahs, on the Hadith, the Ahadith, the beast is a wonderful person, a wonderful being, because he's going to enforce the laws of what we call Sharia law. And every true believer of that system, of religious, political system, will declare by the authority of Muhammad that there is no God but Muhammad, or there is no God but Allah, and Allah does not have a son, and Muhammad is his final and only prophet. And I think that is going to be the mark, because that is the mark in Islam, isn't it? All of those are going to be. And how do they wear it? All the jihadists today, when they're out there, they say, Allah Akbar, God, Allah is greater than Jehovah. That's what they mean. Allah Akbar. Allah is greater than Jehovah. Allah is greater than Jesus. But I got news for you. I got news for you people out there in the Islamic Empire. Jesus is greater.
Amen.
Verse Verse 14, it says in the 17th chapter, and these will wage war against the Lamb. And this is talking about the true Lamb. Now, before this, we have a false Lamb with two horns, but he spoke like a dragon. And a false prophet spoke like a dragon, spoke the words of the dragon, and so did the beast spoke the words of the dragon. Now, Islam, they're going to come forth, this Mahdi and this beast, and Isa is going to go out, and the first thing they're going to do is they're going to kill every pig on the face of the earth, because some of those are mutated Jews. Then they're going to kill all the Jews, make sure they got rid of all the mutated ones and the Jews both, okay? And then they're going to proceed to bring every other religion under their thumb, under their caliphate. And then they will bring peace to the world. They always say Islam is a religion of peace. It's only a religion of peace when everybody else is subjected. You go and you listen to the stories from the Islamic histories that while Islam, the caliphate, the Ottoman Empire, everybody was happy. And this was a great enlightening age. Why did the caliphate fall apart? Because most of the people in those nations succumbed to Islam for monetary reasons, most of it. If you lived in all these nations, you had to pay jizya, which is 25% tax on everything that you made. You cannot openly believe what you believe or practice what you practice. You could not even paint the church house or fix a window in it in these places, and it's still that way. So they said, well, I'm a believer. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet, his messenger. Now I don't have to pay taxes. Now I'm not a secondary citizen. That's a great incentive, isn't it? Very few people ever intellectually converted to Islam. Monetary and survival. You pay jizya, it was protection money so you wouldn't be killed, but that doesn't ensure you won't be killed, because if some Muslim around there didn't like you, he can kill you, and guess what? It's not murder. It's not murder. When you kill an infidel, a kafar, it's not murder. You can take his wife, you can make his children into slaves, whatever. There is slavery practiced among these people. The only group of people in the world today that practice slavery today is what? Islam. All other civilized nations do not practice slavery. America may practice it in capitalism somewhat.
Yeah.
That's why Sunday schools were started, is to get those kids out of the sweat factories. And these will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord, and Lord of lords, and King of kings. In the Hebrew, it is Adonai Ha-Adonaiim. Can you say that? Adonai Ha-Adonaiim. Lord of lords and King of kings. And that comes all the way from the book of Deuteronomy and the Psalms, etc. And he said to me, the waters which you saw were the harlots' sets are people. The water are people. Remember, these are symbols, metaphors, allegories, parables, hyperboles. This is a symbolic book. But the waters that the whore sets on were people. How many Muslims are in the world today? 2.something billion. We're outnumbered people. The Southern Baptist Convention at one time said, give me $10 million or whatever it was, and we will convert the world and bring in the millennium. It didn't happen, people. It didn't happen. They got the money, but it didn't happen. You're not going to bring in the millennium. The Lord will bring in the millennium. And those who are with him are called the chosen, the elect, and the faithful. And he said to me, the waters which you saw were the harlot that sits on peoples or multitudes and nations and tongues. that are all under the Islamic Empire. And the ten horns which you saw, and the beast, these will hate the harlot, and make her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh, and will burn her up with fire. Now, in Islamic writings, it says that they need to move the Kaaba out of Arabia, Saudi Arabia, out of Mecca, because the place will catch on fire. It's going to be bombed, and it's going to be doomed one of these days. And so before that happens, they're going to take the Kaaba stone out of there, because that's the right hand of Allah, you know. This is an idol. They're going to take it, and they're going to build a temple in Jerusalem, and they're going to move it there. Now, during this period of time, God is going to turn the Islamic people against the Islamic people, for one thing. They're already killing each other all over the world, aren't they? Aren't they? For God has put in their hearts to execute His purpose, His plan, eternal purpose and unpreventable progress, by having a common purpose and by giving their kingdom to the beast until the words of God should be fulfilled. And the woman you saw is the great city who reigns over the kings of the earth. Now we know that there are holy places in the Muslim world, aren't they? What's the most holy place?
Mecca.
Mecca. What's the second most holy or third most holy place? Jerusalem. Why is the Mecca the most holy place? Number one, that's where the Kaaba stone is. That's where Muhammad was born. But they're going to move it. Because Jerusalem is where Muhammad supposedly ascended into heaven, like Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14 says. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Meditate, after these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory. And he carried out with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, for she has become a dwelling place," as she always was, "of demons." How do you think Muhammad got his inspiration? Do you think it was all from his little old brain? He thought he had met up with demons, a demon. His wife told him that it was Gabriel. He thought he was a demonized poet. A dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean, hateful bird. Now, in many false religions where they worship demons, birds carry messages, don't they? Birds carry messages. For all the nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality. What immorality is it talking about here? Spiritual fornication. Putting something, a religion, in the place of God. Religion in the place of God. This is the devil's religion. And they have committed adultery in this false religious system. And her merchants of the earth had become rich. And her wealth of her is sensuality. I told you in this series of messages that how do we get Islamic seats, and how come in our finest colleges in America and universities do they have prayer rooms for Muslims? And a place for them to wash their hands and face and feet before they go into prayer. And they are allowed this prayer place 5 times a day. Yet you cannot carry a Bible in one of those schools, but they have their Qurans. Yeah.
It's funny because people put it under the title of culture.
Yes.
Instead of a religion.
That's right. Yeah. Muslim, Islam is not a religion. It is a political entity, a nation, a one world nation with a religion, with a very well declared Sharia law faith, with all the practices. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you may not participate in her sins and that you may not receive her plagues. There are some people who are going to get saved. I hope they get saved from listening to these messages. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities, and that's what happened way back over here, wasn't it? And way back over here, wasn't it? And way over here, when Canaan's sins were piled up to heaven, it was right for them to go in there and take the land back. Pay her back as she has paid, and give back her double according to her deeds, and in the cup which she has mixed, make it concentrated. This is lex talionis, by the way, in Latin. What's that? Lex talionis. That's paybacks. Lex talionis, mix it twice, make it concentrated. You don't go out and drink concentrated orange juice, do you? It's a little strong, but she's going to get it. It'll be consecrated wrath. Concentrated wrath. And to the degree that the glorified herself and lived sensuously, and to the same degree give her torment and mourning, for she says in her heart, I set queen, and I am not a widow, and I will never see mourning. For this reason, in one day her plagues will come, pestilence, and mourning, and famine, and she will be burned up with fire, and the Lord God who judges her is strong. Jehovah Elohim. Adonai Ha'adonaim. That's who's going to win. And the kings of the earth who committed acts of immorality and lived sensuously with her off of her luxurious wealth. Where is the wealth of Islam? What is the wealth of Islam? What is it?
Oil.
Oil. When the oil fields catch on fire, what's going to happen? Oh, they are in the trade center of the world with all those fragrances and perfumes and gold and silver and all of that. It's all going to cease. It's not going to be worth anything. They're committed acts of immorality and live sensuously with her and will weep and lament over her when they see the smoke of her burning. They have this in the book, in their books. They have this city going to burn up. That's why they're going to move it. Standing at a distance because of the fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe to the great city of Babylon. What city of Babylon is this? It's Babylon, isn't it? Real Babylon. Not New York City. It's not Rome. It's Babylon. She was a strong city for 1 hour. Your judgment has come, and the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. What kind of cargo is this? Ships. We've had a lot about oil spills all over the world. Where's all this oil coming from, basically? The Middle East. Cargoes of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen, purple and silk and scarlet and every kind of citron wood and every article of ivory and every article made from very costly wood and bronze and iron and marble and cinnamon and spice and incense and perfume and frankincense and wine and oil. It says olive oil there. What about oil? Oil. Oil is what makes your electricity go a lot. Oil is how you get back and forth. Oil is how you oil your clocks and your hinges on your doors. And fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and cargoes, horses, chariots, slaves. Who is the only nation that has slaves? And how are these people executed? By beheading, just like Islam does, slaves and human lives. And the fruit of you long for has gone from you, and all things that were luxurious and splendid have passed away from you, and men will no longer find them. You go over there to the mosque, there, the great mosque in Jerusalem, the Golden Dome, all the gold and the many things inside, those Persian carpets in there, 1,000, 2,000 years old that you're walking on. All that ornate beauty will mean nothing anymore. The merchants of these things who became rich from her will stand at a distance because of the fear and her torment and weeping and mourning. You go over in those countries and they're buying all of this stuff with oil. Cars, jewelry, pearls, all of that. All this wealth. Mass wealth. Massive wealth. Saying, woe, woe, ooh, 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 the great city, she who was clothed in fine and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour, such great wealth has been laid waste, and every shipmaster. Why is it talking about shipmasters? What do we have? What's all the ships with? Most cargo going around the world is oil, isn't it? Every passenger and sailor, every captain, as many as make their living by the sea, stood in a distance. They're one of our jobs.
So when it says they stood away from a distance,
yeah,
they're referring to Babylon?
Yeah, away from her at a distance. They're looking. They're one of our jobs. They're one of our wealth. And they were crying out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like that great city? And they threw dust over their heads and were crying and weeping and mourning and saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships at sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour she has been laid waste. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints, you holy ones, and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her. And a strong angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will not be found any longer. Jeremiah 51:61, by the way. And the sound of harpists and musicians and flute players and trumpet players will no longer be heard in any longer in any, or no craftsman of any craft will be found in you any longer. And the sound of a mill, there will be no sound of employment, will be heard in you any longer. There will be no lights, no shiny places in you any longer. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride will not be heard in you any longer, for your merchants, who were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your drugs and abuse. Your sorcery, demonic, the powers. America is afraid to condemn any of these practices that they bring to this country, aren't they? Scared. Afraid, scared to death. The things that we've had laws against, polygamy and all this stuff for years and years, we do not voice that anymore, do we? We're supporting these people. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and all who had been slain on the earth. Catholicism did kill between 50 and 100 million people. Islam has killed over 270 million. And the numbers will escalate. 5 out of every 6 Gentiles will die, and 2 out of every 3 Jews will die in the world. The world will pretty much be what? Depopulated again. The earth was depopulated here, wasn't it? It was. And it raised up worse than it was before in some ways. God will get the glory one of these days. God will get the glory. Jesus will win. Mm-hmm. We have people here called Jehovah Witnesses that preach against Jehovah God, Jesus, that he was not the Son of God, that he was just a God, not God of heaven. Arius of Alexandria in his time, a Catholic priest, began to say that Jesus was subject to the Father in all things. Jesus was only subject for one way, that he became flesh, that he could die for us, that he would be our Goel, our kinsman redeemer, that we could have eternal life through what he did. And we celebrated that tonight in the Lord's Supper as a memory of it. Brother Vincent, what song do we have tonight of invitation?
521.
If you're out there someplace and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Lord may scream from the sky and say, "Come up here!" And that voice of the archangel and the trump of God will sound, and you'll get to stay here and see all of this. I don't want to see it. You want to go with the church? You want to go with all the saved? You need to ask the Lord to forgive you and save your soul, and believing that he is the Son of God, that God does have a Son, that he can give you eternal life. Islam asked you to die for Islam in jihad. You get to go to paradise directly and have 72 virgins if you get there, and you become intercessor for 70 of your family. That's all lies, people. When those people die giving their life, and they are brave, they kill themselves. But when they wake up, and one moment later they're in the flames of Hades, not in paradise, and they don't have 72 virgins either. They're there with everybody else. That's what you're facing without Jesus. Brother Vincent.
I hear the Savior say, "Thy strength in thee is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. Jesus made it all.
I know that these messages are downloaded in Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Arabia, Pakistan, United Arab Republic, all of these places. If you're out there and you're a Muslim, you can have eternal life. Jesus Christ died for you. But if you don't accept him now, you will have eternal death if you die in your religion. Any religion's okay to live by, but only the Lord's religion is good to die by. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out. We try to honor and glorify you with it. And Father, I pray for those lost souls out there that may hear it, even in hate and disgust and cursing me as I speak. I pray for them, Father, that you might give them eternal life through your Son. Forgive us for your failure. And those that are saved out there in places where they can worship you so freely, help us to be thankful and grateful for that. Father, we thank you for all the blessings you give us in this world, and forgive us for we fail you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.